A majority of the 153 members of the General Assembly voted in favor of the draft resolution submitted by Egypt. 10 members voted against, including the US and Israel, while 23 members abstained. Osama Mahmoud Abdelkhalek is Egypt's permanent representative to the UN. He urged UN members to vote for the resolution as a way of ending the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
The Arab group calls upon all member states to support the draft resolution before you today. To prevent any double standards and to protect international values, to support collective interests, and to protect international peace and security.
The resolution calls for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and for all parties to comply with international law. It also calls for humanitarian access to the hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7 attack on southern Israel, as well as their immediate and unconditional release. Israeli UN Ambassador Gilad Erdan said a ceasefire right now would only help Hamas to regroup and continue its war against Israel.
A ceasefire means one thing and one thing only: ensuring the survival of Hamas, ensuring the survival of genocidal terrorists committed to the annihilation of Israel and Jews. This is no secret. Hamas's charter makes this clear, and Hamas leaders have publicly stated that October 7th was just a rehearsal. They have declared that they will repeat their atrocities again and again until Israel ceases to exist.
The U.S. vote against the General Assembly resolution comes after its veto of a similar resolution last week in the Security Council. Linda Thomas-Greenfield is the U.S. ambassador to the UN. She said the U.S. supports getting aid to civilians in Gaza who need it and the freeing of hostages held by Hamas, but she added the resolution says nothing about Hamas starting the war in the first place.
We support speaking out with one voice to condemn Hamas for his terrorist actions on October 7th. Why is that so hard? To say unequivocally that murdering babies and gunning down parents in front of their children is horrific, that burning down houses while families shelter inside and taking civilians hostage is abhorrent.
Germany abstained on the resolution, but German UN Ambassador Antje Linnertzi also said that the resolution lets Hamas off the hook.
We cannot endorse a text which does not condemn the heinous acts of terror and violations of international humanitarian law committed by Hamas against Israel since October 7th, including the horrific acts of sexual violence against Israeli women and girls. We condemn these acts in the strongest possible terms, and so should all member states.
At a press conference before the General Assembly meeting, Palestinian UN Ambassador Riyad Mansour called on the General Assembly to support the ceasefire resolution.
Stopping this war, stopping this carnage, saving lives, saving the lives of our children in the Gaza Strip, and the women and the civilians and the vulnerable. These are the most important elements. Everything else, we could deal with it later on, but that's not the time to deal with it. We need to stop this war, and we need to stop it now.
For KPFA News, I'm Margot Pousset.